Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
It's a young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this government, are actually younger leaders of the world economy. So if we penetrate the cabinet, the change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
SOS, what's going on? My husband had that this morning and he's freaking out. And I was like, did you do your phone updates? No, this is all happening at 3 a.m. So we did that. Coming to work. He's not the only one. Guys, if you're experiencing that, it may be a result of space weather. Okay, I'm going to do my best to explain what's going on. Let's go ahead and take a look. So there was a strong solar flare event that happened just after midnight, and they actually captured an image of it right here, okay? I had to look up this scale. I wish I knew everything about space weather. That's a whole different specialty. But R3, that's for radio communications, it's on a scale of 1 to 5, and 3 is pretty bad. That means it impacts radio communications for a few hours after this happens. And so right now that could be impacting some of our technology. And sadly, we're entering a solar maximum where we're going to see more and more solar storms, solar flares. And it's never happened in this time of human history where we're relying on technology like we have never before. So interesting time. Hopefully they'll fix it. But the good news is at least when you're on Wi-Fi, you should be able to still text and call people, right? But there is an effect on radio. It peaked right after midnight. And there you go. A flare is an eruption of energy. You have the electromagnetic waves shooting towards the Earth at the speed of light. So it's almost immediate impact on the light side of Earth where the sun lights up. And so there you have it. We'll see. The ionosphere is protecting us from all this stuff, but it can interrupt radio communication.
All right. She is the only lady that I've seen in the news on my search engine Carrington event this morning, or solar flare. She's the only one saying the massive, unprecedented, almost total outage of all AT&T cellular phones, including mine, a lot of my crews. They're saying they don't know what it is. Well, we're going to do a deep dive on it coming up next segment on what it could be. The most probable is the Communist Chinese and Volt Typhoon Group. And you notice the FBI director said 2 days ago, imminent massive Chinese cyber attack. Now, the second suspects, because the Chi-Coms are attacking us, I think that probably is what it is. But the second group would be the globalists, the Klaus Schwabies, because they've been pre-planning that. And they're pretty much the same as the Communist Chinese, which is pretty much the same as the FBI. It's all one big happy family up there at the top of America-hating trash. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com. It's Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
256 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 41 seconds out for the most important election in world history. I am your embattled talk show host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide on this live Thursday, February 22nd transmission. All right. The shows are always very informative and very important, but the news is all so interesting and so exciting and so good and so horrible and so wonderful and so nightmarish, my head is spinning right now. We have the biggest cell phone outage that I've ever heard of. They're saying it's probably the biggest ever. Almost every AT&T cell phone in the country is out. They're saying like 95% of them. Everybody I know that's got an AT&T phone, it's out. Mine's out. I woke up at 4 a.m. to get to work. Thought somebody hadn't paid the bill. Went online. No, the bill was paid. And then I went online on the laptop. Boom! From the desktop. And learned that starting at about 3 a.m. Central, 4 a.m. Eastern, all the phones basically went out on the biggest carrier in the United States, AT&T. Now, I study this a lot. It's very interesting. It's one of the globalist main moves they've been preparing to take control of civilization. Cyber attacks that cause power outages and major disruptions is one of their main attack profiles. I'd say second only to the virus scare in their own Rockefeller, CIA, war plans. That's how I knew it was all coming. It was like, Jones must be one of them. How the hell did he say, you know, 12 years ago or 14 years ago that they would roll out exactly what they did and lock down sports stadiums and make us wear masks and roll out a new shot that would be mRNA? Because they said they were. Nothing's more frustrating than having the enemy battle plan. When you have an enemy battle plan, you don't necessarily know when they're going to launch the plan, but you know what the damn plan is. People will just realize that I am the most prolific and successful at exposing the enemy battle plan. Then everybody else can learn how to read the enemy's own admissions because they're so arrogant, and then we beat them. And what did Joe Rogan say just 2 weeks ago? He said, Alex Jones is the best, basically, at predicting things because he's balls deep in it all, and I talk to Alex every day, and he basically advises me. Now, I told you that not to brag many times. And I've been telling, you know, talking to Joe for 25 years, and he really listened 25 years ago, 20 years ago. About 10 years ago, he started thinking I was full of crap for a while, and we had a falling out 6 years ago, and then it bounced back, and then he admitted that he started kind of getting down the wrong worldview. And I'm not my brother's keeper. It's just that's some of the real success we have now, not just InfoWars, but all of you that are known InfoWarriors. Despite all the demonizations, all the attacks, all the things they do, you now know that you've been vindicated. And by the way, I want to speak to that briefly at the bottom of the hour. Guys, type in Alex Jones, Sandy Hook. Print me the Bloomberg article. There's thousands of different articles attacking me yesterday. Oh, Jones is being liquidated. He's losing everything. I thought I had hundreds of millions of dollars. I thought I was a big crook with offshore bank accounts. And then now, oh, Jones is being liquidated. I've already liquidated. I told you that 6 months ago. In the court, they're just filing another plan to run the liquidation that's basically almost over. I have the, you understand, I have the Justice Department come to my office on a routine basis and sit in on my depositions. They've been openly trying to put me in jail. Why the hell would I lie about anything? I just fight to make sure they never twist it. But the reason I raise that is, why did they run that headline everywhere? To scare people, like the $400 million plus judgment on Trump. It's more than $400 million. It's $350 million plus $100 million in interest. That's to scare everybody. And I would expect they'll keep running that headline for a long time, even though it's on appeal, because they want to scare people. That's why they ran that. To make it sound like you're a loser if you like Alex Jones. You're going to pay if you talk like him or you speak out. No, you're going to be totally enslaved if you don't wake up, folks, and get on board. And I'm not talking to regular listeners. I'm talking to people out there that think they're part of the establishment because they parrot globalist talking points. The globalists are laughing at you, and the Great Awakening's here. So, first we're going to cover the huge outage with the cell phones, and it's a great window into what would happen during a Carrington event, which is the real threat, or a globalist cyber attack, and why they're looking at that more and more as their number one attack profile, because the poison shot and the lab-made viruses is blown up in their face. So I think we're moving from the virus being the number one attack plan, the virus scare, into the cyber attack power outages situation. I know now, and I've been saying it desperately every day for months, we're building towards that. Then you have the FBI director 2 days ago saying it's imminent. Now get the video clip, guys, in Congress, please. I have the article, but I want to get the video clip. So Tucker Carlson has said openly, I'm the best at analysis, tip of the spear. Joe Rogan said it. Russell Brand's basically said it. Jimmy, they're all saying it now. And it's not about me up here going, oh, look, people say I'm the best. It's about recognizing we were right, you were right, to spread the word and support the show. And we shouldn't be arrogant about this, but we should point out to people, if somebody's right over and over and over again, let's say a shepherd, and it's a little village that's main business is sheep. All over the world, this has been the culture. And you got a watchman that's always accurate when he says he saw a wolf. And he's never been wrong, and he's really good at hunting down the wolves with sheepdogs and killing them. Whenever somebody else sees a wolf, they say, call John up, or call Bill up, or call Sanchez up, whoever the shepherd is, or call Habib up, and you know, get his ass in there and go hunt down that wolf. But corporate media cries wolf and lies to you constantly. That's why they have no credibility, because they are the boy that cried wolf over and over again. So all I'm saying is, the information we're putting out isn't perfect, but it's the best there is, and that's why the enemy wants to shut us down, is because now people are listening more than ever. Heads of governments, intelligence agencies head, Army Special Operations, Defense Intelligence, they all listen, folks. They all listen to this show, because for decades when they tuned in here, they didn't hear any other shows talking the language they talk in those groups. This is the only show where they tune in and hear their language and know that I knew what I was talking about, and that created incredible respect. So we are absolutely kicking ass, thanks to God and God's discernment. And it's not just me. It's the crew. It's our reporters. It's our researchers. It's our guests. It's this show. I'm just a focal point of it, but I wanted to just get that out there. Now, let me tell you what else is coming up, because it's jam-packed today. Absolutely jam-packed. I've known about this guy for years. He's a great guy. He's helping lead and kick off the trucker revolt to boycott New York. Very powerful form of civil disobedience. Absolutely beautiful. He'll be joining us at the start of the next hour for 30 minutes. Jake Logan, amazing guy. Very exciting. Also another amazing guy. Royce White will be hosting the fourth hour. Now, let's get into it right now. We're going to hit the phone outage and what's really going on. And I'll tell you, I don't know exactly what's happening. I'll tell you the probabilities of what I believe is happening. And we'll also look at the other possibilities, because those are other big threats we face. So it's good to get more into the details of that. Then, obviously, I talked about this some yesterday, but I hadn't read deeply into it. The headlines, the stories were just, oh, Google won't let you search white people. No, it was worse than that. White people's identities currently and historically were stolen by their AI, and every white person was replaced with a white, with a brown or black person. This is not the black people doing this, ladies and gentlemen. They want us at each other's throats. It's being done on purpose. It's not a mistake. It's all by design. It's all a social experiment. I'll explain it. And I'm going to get to that some this hour, and then Chase Geiser's in studio with some of his own AI research. It'll be extremely informative in the third hour. We're doing some of our own AI tests right now on different platforms. And believe me, you'll want to join us in the third hour for that, or later watch this. This is when it's archived at band.video. And, of course, on X at Real Alex Jones, where we're streaming live right now. We hope all of you will repost, retweet this transmission. So we have that. Now, you understand, I've just covered three stacks. Let's tell you the other juicy little stacks here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As well today, there's border news, illegal alien news, crime news, and I've got a whole bunch of new video clips of black professors and black academics who are obviously getting government funding to do it, coming out and saying white people are inherently genetically evil and should all be eradicated. Now that's Hitler in reverse, saying a group of people is inherently bad because of what color they are. And again, this is the left trying to create division, but it's worse than that. I told you this 20 years ago. It's now coming into crystal clear focus. The New World Order is going to kill the Africans. And I mean, they're going to kill them all. For whatever reason, the globalists really don't like black people. There's a lot of reasons for that. So they're going to flood the West with criminals and military-age men, demonize and attack white people grassroots, persecute white people, take our jobs, steal our identities with AI, and then enrage white people into becoming fascist supporters of the globalists. And the first group, when they release the real bioweapon, is going to be race-specific to kill Africans. And it is going to be just absolutely devastating. It's going to kill 95% of the black people on the face of the earth in a year. I'm not saying it's going to happen in a year, but it'll take about a year to kill them. And the big global crisis that comes out of that will then cement the total surveillance world government state. And then they're going to release bioweapons that are going to wipe out large sections of the brown people. The problem is there's so much cross genetics and some, you know, between Anglo and Asian and some African mixed in that's what the Arabs are. That you're going to have a big problem there, so that they've got some specific ones ready. So they got to get everybody on board before they kill all the black people. So they're financing all these black races to run around and say preposterous evil things to make whites feel threatened and scared and go into war mode. And so for black people, you need to know your Grim Reaper's right there on screen. He's black. But he's just the bellwether. He's just the emissary of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment. Let me tell you something. Their main prime mission is to kill you deader than a hammer. So if you want to live, listen to me. And I'm not saying that arrogantly. I know what I'm talking about. I don't want you to be killed, but also don't want your children to be brainwashed to try to kill me and my family, because it'll create a war that I'm forced to fight. And out of self-preservation, I'll be very sad when you're all dead, but I'll also be wiping the sweat off my brow because my kids will be alive. I don't want the globalists to kill you. But they're going to put us in a position where I won't join them. I'm not going to aid them in killing you, even though I've been offered to join them. Okay? You said I've been offered to join them. They offered my dad to join them. However they know how to pick people, they sure know who to try to get to join them. Because they got my dad to fully join them. He was with them for a while, just a little bit, when he was in high school, already going to college. And if they ever got me, boy, you'd be in trouble, wouldn't you? So I'm just explaining to you, I really don't want you to all die, just like I don't want them to abort the black babies, okay? So I'm your friend, and people like this guy are not, okay? That said, though, you got to come out against the black anti-white racism and admit what it is. You're being set up, just like gangster rap in the 80s was set up by the CIA to get rid of the families and turn black young men into thugs. They could put you in prison. It's the same thing, and everybody can listen to me because everybody's going to be hit by similar systems. But black people have been chosen to be patient zero in all the attacks. And to black folks' credit, in Africa, less than 1% of Africans took the COVID shots. 70% of the West took them. And guess what? Basically no COVID deaths in Africa. So the Africans themselves, in a hellhole in most areas, They figured this out. And when I have, you know, run into African immigrants, actually, they're usually listeners and ones that came here legally and are totally aware of what's going on. I mean, look at Stella Emanuel. That lady's dialed in. I mean, dialed in. And I guarantee if I got her in here, she'd understand all this and probably knows more than I do about it. Black people are great if we can get them to wake up, just like white people are great if we can get them to wake up. But I'm going to tell you, they're setting up a fight where they, like, throw two pit bulls in a cage and make us kill each other. I mean, I get thrown in there with you, and you're coming to eat my guts out and tear my neck out. Okay, you're going to get a fight. I don't want to hurt you, but, you know, if some young black thugs come and try to rob me and kill my family, I'm going to kill them. So, and that's a microcosm of this. So we're going to be getting to that. It is one hell of a transmission. So I've set the table. We're going to go to break in a few minutes. We're going to come back and get into the big news on the cyber outage. Before we go any further, we have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. I never even thought of that sort of putting out supplements decades ago. I'm just like, whatever's the best, because that's what I'd want to sell. That's what I'd want. And then I started thinking, like, that's a good business model, because when it really works good, it's like a good restaurant. You want to go back there. We've got the best supplements that will change your life. You hear the callers without me even asking. It's amazing. With supply chain problems, financial issues, and COVID, we got where a lot of our best sellers have been in stock routinely for years. And that got us massively into a deficit the last 3 years. And I'd been a decent steward. I had saved up as emergency backup about $6-7 million in real estate and a little bit of cash. And it worked out perfectly. I had just enough money to take us through this, and now I have nothing but my house, and that's it. And I mean, I'm upside down money wise, which is fine. I don't care. They act like I'm a loser because of that. I'm proud of it. But Free Speech Systems and this operation's going through, staying on air in the bankruptcy as long as you fund it. It's separate from the Alex Jones personal bankruptcy, which they said is non-dischargeable, which means nothing because I don't have any money. It's jokes on them. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75-80%. Nobody makes it 95. We went to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. It's so good for anti-inflammation, so good for your immune system, so good for your own body, your whole body. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off because we went directly to the manufacturer. We were getting it through a subgroup. We now have the incredible product that supercharges your blood and your heart and cleans out your blood and goes after all the garbage that's out there that Dr. Judy McManus talks about so much. We have Nitric Boost. 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple of years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. So it's, we had it upgrade a little bit. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. Especially if you weren't fully awake and went along with the system the last few years and put certain things in your body. So InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force. And then finally, you can go to DrJonesNaturals.com. One word, just DrJonesNaturals.com. And get all the silver products that we haven't had available in InfoWars Store for years, like the original Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste with nano silver, iodine, peppermint, and tea tree oil. All super high-end, no additives. It's concentrated, lasts at least twice as long as regular toothpaste. Little tiny dot, works great. Get your Super Blue Nano Silver Iodine Toothpaste. Nobody else has it at DrJonesNaturals.com. And there's a whole bunch of other great silver products and a bunch of other great supplements. Check it all out now at DrJonesNaturals.com. And they're a great sponsor. It's a win-win. DrJonesNaturals.com. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in Turbo Force. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
God has a plan for humanity, but so does Satan. Are you following the devil's plan or God's plan? We're doing our best to follow God's plan. You got to point your soul, your spiritual antennae at God, and tune out from the devil's frequency. thank you so much for joining us today. All right. The FBI director on January 31st testified to Congress and said Chinese communist mass hack attacks on infrastructure, power, telecommunications is imminent, that they're already having massive probing attacks. And then he put out a statement 2 days ago saying it was even more imminent. We're going to play a short clip of that. Now, obviously, Klaus Schwab has hyped up that cyber attacks are going to be so horrible, they're going to make COVID look like a minor inconvenience, close quote. In fact, guys, we played at the start of the show, but just get me the short clip of Schwab saying the cyber attacks will make it COVID look like a slight inconvenience compared to what's going to happen. So could a globalist group have done this, knocking out AT&T? Yes. Are the Chinese communists broken now with the globalists the last 9 years, up to ready to go to war with them? Yes. So has China launched this attack? Is it a cyber attack? Well, AT&T is being very tight-lipped and won't say why this happened. Some are saying it could have been a solar flare. There was a big solar flare last night. But there's not other reports of other telecommunication systems going down. When a solar flare comes in, it hits the hundreds of telecommunication companies, including SpaceX's systems and everybody else. So not just AT&T. So the fact that it's only AT&T and not the hundreds of other telecommunications companies that have satellites in orbit, that it's not a solar flare event, and that it is a cyber attack. And then reading, I noticed that a few days ago, they updated a, quote, cyber security function for all the phones and AT&T services, like cable systems they own, and that itself is a surveillance system. And if you've got holes in that, it's a perfect place for foreign governments to get through. Or you can say there's a glitch in it and it caused it. But I tend to think they wouldn't roll out a major software and then crash things. They would just pull the software off and it would be booted back up. So I'm giving you a few of the thought processes that go into what I said earlier, that I believe this is a Chinese communist government-run attack, and that's why the corporate press is not reporting it, because it's so embarrassing. Now, that's a researched opinion, and I would give that an 80% probability. I would then give it a 15% probability the globalists did it themselves as a false flag, and a 5% that the new security software they put in caused it itself. That's my analysis. But let's go through the different scenarios here. Carrington, because this could mean the power plants, this could mean the electricity, this could mean the power grid, this could mean the banking system, which is what the globalists would tend to do, which is what I've been predicting, to bring in a global financial crash that they could go, oh, we've got a new financial system. Your money will be back in a week. Just sign on to this new global central bank digital currency. That's how they want to force you off the old system into the total surveillance grid with the social credit score and all the controls. So this would have been a banking outage. Then I would say it would be the globalist, 80%. So, and that's how my brain works. And there's literally thousands of other research data points that go into what I told you. People ask how my brain works. That's how it works. So, Carrington event. The Carrington event was the most intense geomagnetic storm recorded in history, peaking at 1 to 2 September 1859. It caused telegraph wires to turn red hot and melt and knocked out most of the telegraph wires in the United States. And it goes on from there. So that's a little taste of what a direct solar flare does, when the magnetic field is unable to block it all. FBI director says China cyber attacks on U.S. infrastructure now at unprecedented scale. That's February 18th, 4 days ago. FBI director Christopher Wray testified about the threat posed by Chinese cyber attacks months ago, but now as intelligence chiefs and policymakers gathered at the city's annual security conference focused on the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation urged them not to lose sight of another threat, China. Christopher Wray on Sunday said Beijing's efforts to covertly plant offensive malware inside the U.S. infrastructure networks is now at a scale greater than we've seen before, an issue that has deemed a defining national security threat, citing Volt Typhoon, the name given to the Chinese hacking network that revealed last year to be lying dormant in U.S. critical infrastructure. Ray said Beijing-backed actors were pre-positioning malware that could be triggered at any moment to disrupt U.S. critical infrastructure. So he said that this weekend. It broke on Monday, and now we see this happening. Headline, China hacks U.S. critical networks in Guam, raising cyber fears. Volt Typhoon targeted emergency management services during the hurricane. CISA, Volt Typhoon, has access to some U.S. targets for 5 years. And it goes on from there. But then we have this new AT&T cyber software that was put on 4 days ago as well. Is that the hole they use, because it's been put in all the devices and the cell towers and all the grids, is that how they were able to get control? There it is on screen. AT&T launches first and only network with built-in security controls. So that's the problem. You know, everybody, well, most people have seen Battlestar Galactica in the late 70s. And then I'm not a big TV guy, but I did watch 10 years ago the first season of the new one. It was pretty good. It got really cheesy after that because they cut the funding, you know, obviously with those shows, the second, third, fourth season. But they shift all of the Battlestar Galaxy Defense Fleet to AI. Well, the aliens are already in human form on the planet, on the capital planet, and they've already gotten into the defense networks and already planted their software in all the Battlestars. And so when the aliens take down all the Battlestars, there's one Battlestar that hasn't been upgraded. They're going to use as a museum piece that's out on its final cruise, if I remember correctly. And it's that one Battlestar that's able to escape because it's not AI run. Now, that's fiction. But when you wire everything into one thing, you're asking for it. And the New World Order loves it because they want to control it. And then they can do whatever they want by having one system. And then humans are cut out of the equation, and the robots will follow illegal orders. But when you do that, what if there's a Carrington event, a solar flare? What if somebody hacks into it? It's horrible. And really, any centralized system should be illegal. I talked to a lot of airline pilots. And for at least a decade, no one really flies the planes anymore. Remote control, autopilot, takes off, lands, is why the takeoffs are so smooth, the landings are so smooth. But when there's a problem, the pilots, that's why if you're on an overseas flight now, it always happens. You see one of the pilots come out and take a nap for the flight. And then you see the other pilot get up and take a piss and talk into the stewardesses. Because they're not flying the airplane, people. And so humans are losing all these skills. If you're going to have autopilot, there should be a law and a rule that for, say, half the flight, humans have to still be doing it, and it's got to have redundancy. Holy Toledo. So that's a big deal. I believe it's a communist Chinese hack, and I believe the prime suspect is the new software system they put into every device and tower and network, and that's how they took the network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Force.
You want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back, my friends. Let me put the bookends on the what I believe is a Chinese communist cyber attack. With all the evidence pointing towards that, probably using the holes in the new cybersecurity software they put into their entire network at AT&T 4 days ago. Or it could be a globalist false flag. But not a Carrington event, not a solar flare, because it didn't knock out anybody else's systems. I want to hit this. This is CNN's headline on their front page. Putin looms over third successive U.S. election. No proof they ever manipulated the elections. All pure crap. And they're recycling this BS for a third time now. And that fits into what Ray actually said over the weekend at the cybersecurity conference in D.C. U.S. and partners kicked Russian GRU hackers out of routers, says FBI. And says they're stealing data, but they could also weaponize it and take it over. And so he claimed hack attacks are coming to manipulate the election for Trump. Absolute crap. The Russian cyber ability, I would put it 10% of the Chinese. And the United States, I'd say, has got twice what the Chinese have got. And so the idea that Russia is meddling in our business has been a proven load of manure. So there's all that information. We have covered that as new updates unfold, as new information develops. We'll see if I'm right again. Okay. Now let's get to some good news. Trudeau warns conspiracy theorists, successfully undermining mainstream media. So if you question known corporate media liars that tell you there's no XY chromosomes, there's no women, men and women, you trust Google that erases all white people out of images yesterday, you trust Trudeau trying to legalize the state killing people that are wards of the state, mentally ill. Oh, the state decided to kill you. I mean, a guy that arrested all these innocent nonviolent protesters, a guy that courts have found illegally used cyber systems to seize tens of thousands of people's bank accounts and declare martial law, civil emergency. A guy that said he admires communist China's basic dictatorship, where you can get things done, close quote, goes on a national TV show. See, why do we care about Canada? It's a small country. Well, it's got a lot of resources. They're nice people on average. And the globalists have said Trudeau is the example of the future. Schwab has said Justin Trudeau is the best example of how they penetrate the cabinets. Well, people say, how's he still in power? Well, it's not a two-party system. The majority of voters didn't vote for him. He got 20% of the vote. But in parliament systems, they can get a bunch of coalitions paid off by whoever's the prime minister and create a coalition government. So by all yardsticks, he's a dictator. Okay, the majority doesn't like him. He declared martial law in Canada. It's been found to be illegal. And he's up there saying it's terrible. We can't create a group consensus. What? In that the moon's made of cheese? Again, or two men can have a baby? Or that men should be in women's sports? They have a 60-year-old men in Canada participating in high school girls swimming and undressing in their rooms, and Trudeau has reporters that speak about it arrested. He arrested preachers 2 years into lockdowns because the tit bars are open and their liquor stores are open and Walmart's been open for, you know, over a year plus, never closed. And then a preacher has 10 people to his house for a prayer meeting, goes to jail. He's a freaking demon. And now he comes out so unaware, so unself-aware, you have no awareness of himself, and whines about, oh, the conspiracy theorists. You mean critical thinkers that don't eat your BS, that don't swallow your lies? And then Tedros has been whining at the World Government Summit last week, saying we need young people to stand up and to fight the liars. What? Tedros, you said it didn't come out of a lab. You said the shot would totally protect you. You want a world government treaty, but he goes, well, the governments opt in to give up their rights, so it's okay. What does that mean? So here's Trudeau.
There is out there a deliberate undermining of mainstream media. There are the conspiracy theorists, there are the social media drivers who are trying to do everything they can to keep people in their little filter bubbles, to prevent people from actually agreeing on a common set of facts, the way, you know, the CBC and CTV, when they were our only sources of news, you know, used to and global used to project across the country at least a common understanding of things.
So let's slow down, because you could teach a college course on disinformation, lies, and philosophy on this. Having diversity of thought, having more people watching and filming and debating and discussing and questioning, like the New York Times said, don't do your own research, it's bad. Don't question, questioning's bad. You're in a cult when somebody says questioning is bad. Well, what did Jacinda Ardern say in New Zealand? She said, we're your only source of truth, no one else is the truth, don't look at sunsets. Don't talk to your neighbors and stay away from your children. Those are all quotes. I can play them. Same thing was said in Italy. Same thing was said in Australia, Germany, England. It's a cult, people. So he says they're in their little bubbles. No, and then he goes on to say, we just need people to believe two sources of state-run media. That's a bubble. Diversity of thought and debate is a bubble, but being in a bubble is not a bubble. Anybody with 50-point IQs knows that. Is more media, more questions, more cameras, more sunlight a bubble? Or is only two state-run media outlets telling you what to do? Is that a bubble? He just said, let's play it again. Listen to him. It was so great when we had unity of thought. But see, if there's other independent media, it's going to be more popular because it's telling the truth. It's resonating with common sense. Should a 62-year-old man, this is just one case, be able to compete in a high school girls swimming contest and win? No. Should a male boxer be able to be in women's boxing and beat women to death? No. But if they can get you to accept that, you'll accept anything. And he says that's not a bubble. The guy that lied to you about COVID, lied to you about everything, here it is.
There is out there a deliberate undermining of mainstream media. There are the conspiracy theorists, there are the social media drivers who are trying to do everything they can to keep people in their little filter bubbles, to prevent people from actually agreeing on a common set of facts, the way, you know, the CBC and CTV, when they were our only sources of news, you know, used to and Global used to project across the country at least a common understanding of things.
So he was asked, what, 4 years ago, what's your favorite leader, what's your favorite government, what's your favorite system? He said, Xi Jinping's communist dictatorship, his basic dictatorship, he can get things done. That's basically word for word. You can look it up. I've already played it 500 times. I'm not going to play it again. Most of you have already seen it. Just look up Justin Trudeau admires dictatorship. And now he's saying we need to go back where you only have certain sources of info that we say is true. I mean, on its face, it's such a lie. And, of course, it blew up in his face, but he doesn't get it because he thinks he's on private jets hanging out with Klaus Schwab, that he's invincible up there on his mountaintop in Switzerland. Now, here's Tedros in full panic mode, the head of the World Health Organization.
The pandemic agreement is mission critical for humanity. If it had been in place before COVID-19, we would not have lost so much. We would not have suffered so much. At the generation that lived through COVID-19, we have a collective responsibility to protect future generations from the suffering we endured. As young people, you have the most to gain from a strong agreement. It's likely you will face another pandemic in your lifetime. We can't know how mild or severe it might be, but we can be prepared. So we need you to raise your voices, to tell your leaders that you want this agreement, you want this accord. It's your future.
All right, that's enough. And he goes on to say we need to go online and propagandize and say you want a UN treaty to take over your body and run your life, or another pandemic's going to kill you. So they cooked it up with the globalists, they released it, they did the power grab, and he's saying, you young people are going to get killed if you don't give us full control, but we'll protect you if you give us full control. It's called having a gun put to your head. And he goes on to moans, people don't believe us, the conspiracy theorists. We're out of time on the live show, but in the post show, we posted the Band-Aid video and X, we'll add the full clip in there. Anybody can go find it. And he's, of course, at the World Government Summit. There's no world government, but he's at the World Government Summit. All right, we are jam-packed with so much more. I mean, the trucker boycotted New York, the Google banning white people. It's all coming up next hour. Stay with us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.